Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect. Otherwise, we'll continue with snow showers early. Areas of blowing snow. We'll see temperatures falling through the day. Looks like snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. Tonight, mostly clear and cold. We'll drop down to 3. Wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow in the afternoon. Temperatures upper teens. Currently, it's 12.
Here's a tech tip. Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5 meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate Ag Committee has 2 new members to start the new year. Tina Smith, Democrat from Minnesota, has joined the committee, along with Nebraska Republican Deb Fisher. Smith recently appointed to take the seat by resigned Senator Al Franken. She takes the committee seat of Chris Van Hollen, Democrat from Maryland, who is leaving the Senate Ag Committee to join the Energy and Public Works Committee. Smith will be the 2nd senator from Minnesota, joining Amy Klobuchar. Fisher of Nebraska, a cattle rancher and former state senator, she's looking forward to engaging on the farm bill. Fisher started her time in the Senate in 2013 and takes the committee seat of departed Alabama Republican Luther Strange. Pork exports in November of last year set the highest ever monthly value record, while beef export value took another step towards a likely full-year value record as well. November pork exports totaled 224,000 metric tons, down slightly from a year ago, and November export values record high, $615.6 million, up 5% year over year, and just the 4th time monthly export values topped the $600 million mark. Through November, pork export value increased 10% to $5.9 billion. Meanwhile, beef exports reached nearly 112,000 metric tons in November, down 3% from a large volume of December of 2016, but it was still the 2nd highest monthly total on record. Well, following his address to the American Farm Bureau earlier this week, President Trump has cautioned farmers and ranchers to don't get nervous, he says, regarding his efforts to renegotiate NAFTA. He made those comments to a TV audience, and also he said he's negotiating tough for farmers. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
Fascinating. Captivating. Stimulating. Dominating. And with over 70 available safety and security features, the all-new 2018 Jeep Compass Trailhawk 4x4 is protecting you. Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Right now, pages $269 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. MSRP $29,790, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details. The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice or online at twinriv.com.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow. U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular@gmail.com.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A former Olathe school teacher and coach has admitted to having a sexual relationship with a student. Michael Jasicek pled guilty yesterday in federal court to two federal charges involving having sex with a student over the age of 16. The Kansas City Star reports that prosecutors determined the relationship was consensual, but under state law, it is a felony for teachers and authority figures to have sexual relationships with students at the same school. Governor Brownback's budget proposals are receiving backlash from lawmakers. Brownback is proposing to phase in $600 million in increase to aid public schools over 5 years to meet a Kansas Supreme Court mandate. Senate Budget Committee Chairwoman Carolyn McGinn calls his proposals irresponsible. On the flip side, Budget Director Sean Sullivan said growing revenues from a strong economy will cover the costs. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Pride of the Farm waterers are at the top of their game. You see, years ago, their waterers were manufactured with cast iron, but in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient poly materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Energy-free waters use flaps, which were perfected 65 years ago and are superior to ball-type closures. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Blattner Feedlot Construction in Cimarron, Kansas for 100% energy-free or open-trough waterers.
The Wichita RV and Outdoor Show is this week, January 10th and 14th at Hartman Arena. Don't be fooled by pretenders. New year, new show, new venue, but the same one and only Wichita RV. Wichita RV has been selling and servicing recreational vehicles for over 25 years. Shop this year's real Wichita RV and Outdoor Show and take advantage of the best savings of the year on a huge selection of RVs in every price range. And during the show only, get show deals and special show financing. The real Wichita RV and Outdoor Show at Hartman Arena this week only, January 10th to the 14th.
Thefts of cattle are on the rise in Kansas. An investigator with the Kingman County Sheriff's Department says they've seen an increase in the past 6 to 8 months. He advised that cattle producers need to be aware and do frequent headcounts and be vigilant in reporting any missing cattle. A Junction City woman who is also a registered sex offender has been charged with producing child pornography. U.S. Attorney Tom Beal said in a news release that 22-year-old Kayla Simpson has been charged with one count of using a child to produce child pornography and one count of violating the conditions imposed on a registered sex offender. The charges allege that Simpson enticed a 16-year-old to engage in sexual activity to produce the pornography in July of 2016 in Junction City. Authorities have arrested a Salina man for alleged forgery. The Hutch Post reports on January 4th, a suspect identified as 42-year-old Jason Wooster was seen using a $50 counterfeit bill to make a purchase at an Ace Hardware store in Salina. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Two California men were arrested yesterday in a traffic stop on I-80 after troopers pulled their vehicle over for failing to signal and then found 17 boxes equaling 526 pounds of high-grade marijuana in the car. KOLN reports that 27-year-old Robert Rayon and 38-year-old Felice Giorgetti were booked in the Seward County Jail for possession with intent to deliver. The marijuana has an estimated street value of $1.5 million. In his State of the State address yesterday, Governor Ricketts proposed a new tax package that would boost credits for Nebraska residents who own homes and farmland and expand job training programs. The plan would focus more on property tax benefits for in-state residents by excluding out-of-state landowners who don't file income tax returns, but they still receive property tax credits. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's good news. Power feeds are now available in pellet and cube form for cattlemen. PTUSA is introducing Power Cubes, a 20% protein cube that's an excellent supplement for your cattle and one of the most valuable protein sources available. Power Cubes are available in bulk and soon in bag and can be delivered or picked up at the plant in York, Nebraska. Power Cubes from PTUSA, the next generation of feed. Call David today at 402-509-8775 or go online to dialinyourfeed.com. That's dialinyourfeed.com.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opens of trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Senator Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha is introducing a constitutional amendment that would prohibit the courts from closing schools by limiting, transferring, redirecting, or stopping expenditure of funds appropriated by law, except as provided by law. The limitation would also apply to the executive branch and Kansas State Board of Education. The amendment calls for the issue to be placed on the ballot at a special election April 17. This would amend the Kansas Constitution to state the locally elected board of a school district shall be the only government entity that may close a school district or attendance center within such school district except as provided by law. A constitutional amendment requires a two-thirds majority vote for passage in both Kansas House and Senate and approval by a simple majority of voters. The proposal is a response to the Kansas Supreme Court's recent string of school finance decisions, which have held the legislature is not meeting its constitutional duty to provide suitable funding for education and has said it will take action if the legislature fails to address the deficiency. The court gave the legislature until April to adopt a response, scheduling oral arguments in May and a decision promised by the end of June. State Senator Dennis Pyle was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend, and we'll continue that discussion this coming weekend on our public affairs program on KNDY.
Once the legislature convenes January the 8th, it will be referred to committee, where then it'll be up to the chairman to decide whether or not we'll hold hearings on this proposal. If it gets hearings and with enough committee support, it would be passed to the full chamber. And it needs two-thirds majority of each chamber and a majority vote of Kansas voters to become law.
Near blizzard conditions expected today, winds gusting 30 to 40 miles an hour may reduce visibility and cause blowing and drifting of snow. Keep in mind there still may be some slick spots beneath the snowfall, which has accumulated to 3 to 5 inches in our listening area. Even as the snow tapers off, that blowing snow will continue to create hazards. Travel is discouraged today. Temperatures in the teens with wind chills in the single digits and below are forecast. We have a long list of weather-related postponements and cancellations that will likely continue to grow today. Food Pantry in Marysville is closed this afternoon. They will be open next Thursday. Twin Valley Developmental Workshop Thrift Store at Waterville is closed today. Marshall County Arts Center reception this evening has been canceled, will not be rescheduled. Mount Calvary Men's Club will not meet tonight. They will meet next Thursday. Dorothy K. Swearingen, age 82, of Barnes, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Swearingen. Diane Marie Tate, age 65, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at a church. Visitation Sunday noon until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Diane Tate.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by Weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a strong low-pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some snow showers as well as wintry precipitation, in which several inches of snow is possible all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. We're also dealing with some very gusty winds as well as falling temperatures, and then cool throughout the rest of the week. Looking at the forecast, we do have a winter storm warning that remains in effect, as we'll continue with snow showers early with temperatures falling through the day. We'll see accumulations of right around 1 to 3 inches, wind gusts as high as 35. Tonight, clear skies will drop down to 3, wind gusts as high as 25. For Friday, it looks like cloudy skies, chance of snow in the afternoon, temperatures only in the upper teens. Friday night, a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low near 4. Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, cooler temperatures right around the lower teens. And for Saturday night, slight chance of snow. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Winter weather advisory continues today. The average high temperature mid-January 40, the average low 20. Sunset this evening at 5:20, sunrise in the morning 7:41.
Baking powder and baking soda have distinctly different chemistries, but there are times you can use them interchangeably. Some kitchen advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 11th, the 11th day of the year. Singer Mary J. Blige has a birthday, and Alexander Hamilton was born in 1755. Nothing warms up a winter day like a batch of muffins or bread fresh from the oven. If you're not sure if your baking powder is up to snuff, here's how to test it. Drop a tablespoon in a glass of hot water. If it doesn't produce a good amount of bubbles, it's probably too old to work well. Test baking soda by mixing with vinegar. Fizzy bubbles means it hasn't lost its punch. And here's a rule of thumb for substituting baking soda for baking powder. Reduce the amount by 3/4 and combine with something acidic. Lemon juice, yogurt, or buttermilk will do just fine. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more kitchen advice online at almanac.com.
See what sets apart the new 2018 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive Z71 edition pickup at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. They also have the new 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 and 2500 model pickups. Several styles available. Take your test drive today in a new Chevy Silverado at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Barry Brown poured in a career-high 38 points. Cartier Diarra added 17 in his first career start, and Kansas State held on late to beat Oklahoma State 88-82 last night. Xavier Sneed added 11 points and 12 rebounds for the Wildcats, who had lost back-to-back games and were without Camus Stokes, their steady guard and third-leading scorer. Brandon Averett scored 22 points, and Jeffrey Carroll had 20 for the Cowboys. Kansas State showed impressive poise whenever the Cowboys made a run, and again in the closing minutes when they kept making shots to stay alive. Again, the final last night, Kansas State over Oklahoma State, 86-82. Up next, Kansas State hits Interstate 70 to play number 12, Kansas, on Saturday. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett.
The Wichita RV and Outdoor Show is this week, January 10th to the 14th at Hartman Arena. Don't be fooled by pretenders. New year, new show, new venue, but the same one and only Wichita RV. Wichita RV has been selling and servicing recreational vehicles for over 25 years. Shop this year's real Wichita RV and Outdoor Show and take advantage of the best savings of the year on a huge selection of RVs in every price range. And during the show only, get show deals and special show financing. The real Wichita RV and Outdoor Show at Hartman Arena this week only, January 10th to the 14th.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
The winner of the 2017 Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award has been revealed. Last night, Baker Mayfield was declared the recipient of the award, named after legendary high school, college, and NFL star Earl Campbell. The award is given to the nation's top college offensive player who either played high school or junior college football in Texas before moving on to a Division I university. The Kansas City Chiefs have promoted running backs coach Eric Bieniemy to offensive coordinator, filling the job that Matt Nagy left open when he was hired as the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Chiefs coach Andy Reid announced the promotion in a statement earlier this week. And Texas announced sophomore guard Andrew Jones has leukemia and has started treatment. Jones was the Longhorns' leading scorer before he was sidelined by a broken wrist. He played sparingly in his return after complaining of low energy and was sent for testing. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Wrestling Senior Night with Clay Center tonight will be rescheduled. Marysville wrestlers host the Jayhusker on Saturday. UDECA's tournament continues, weather permitting, in Beatrice. Southern girls scheduled to tip off this afternoon at 3:30 versus HTRS. Southern boys scheduled to tip off this evening at 8 versus Pawnee City. Both those games at SCC Beatrice. Basketball pairings released for tournament action in the Twin Valley League tournament beginning Saturday at Onega, and the Thunder Classic at Nemaha Central and Seneca beginning Tuesday. Girls division of the TVL, top seed Frankfort, second seed Centralia, and third seed Hanover received byes in the first round. Fourth seed is Clifton Clyde, fifth seed Valley Heights, sixth seed is Donovan West, seventh is Wetmore, eighth seed Washington County, ninth Axtell, tenth seed Blue Valley, 11th seed Troy, 12th Lynn, and 13th seed Onega. In the boys division, top three seeds are Donovan West, Hanover, and Clifton Clyde with byes in the first round. Fourth seed is Centralia, number 5 Lynn, sixth seed Valley Heights, number 7 Wetmore, eighth seed Axtell, number 9 Blue Valley, 10th seed Onega, 11th seed Frankfort, 12th seed Washington County, and number 13 Troy. First round tip-offs on Saturday at 10 a.m. Washington County, Axtell, and Clifton Clyde, Onega Girls. Boys play at 11:30, Axtell, Blue Valley, and Centralia versus Troy Boys. At 1 o'clock in girls action, Valley Heights versus Lynn, Donovan West meets Troy. At 2:30 in boys play, it's Lynn versus Washington County, Valley Heights meets Frankfort. At 4 o'clock Saturday, Wetmore Girls meet Blue Valley, Wetmore Boys meet Onega. Brackets are posted on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our Facebook page. Marysville boys are the number 4 seed in the Thunder Classic at Nemaha Central, tipping off Tuesday. They'll face 5th seed St. Mary's at 6:30 p.m. Top seed is Nemaha Central. Second seed Silver Lake. Third seed is Jackson Heights. Marysville's the number 4 seed. Then number 5 St. Mary's. 6th seed Falls City. 7th seed Horton. And 8th seed Hiawatha.
Come on in to Land All Lanes. Get out of the cold and warm up with some bowling. It's the perfect cure for these winter blues. You could also catch a game on the big screen TVs. Enjoy a daily meal special prepared fresh in the kitchen just for you, or stop in for a drink after work from a full selection at the Laneside Lounge. Young or old, Land O'Lanes will keep you warm and cozy while having fun. Stop in today.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Fading Point
poinsettias are often a lingering and not so pretty memory of the holidays. It's okay to give them a second life in the compost pile and eventually your garden as a soil amendment. But if you want to keep them growing and looking good, it's easier than you think. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Remove the poinsettia from its foil wrapper if you haven't done so. Set it on a saucer or tray filled with pebbles. Move your poinsettia to a bright location free of hot and cold drafts. Water thoroughly and whenever the top few inches of soil are slightly moist. Allow the excess water to collect in the pebbles below the pot. As it evaporates, it increases the humidity around your plant. Fertilize your poinsettia with a dilute solution of flowering houseplant food. Pinch out the growing tip to encourage branching and fuller growth. Then mark October 1st on your calendar if you want to try to rebloom it for next Christmas. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Many of us had childhood heroes, and for Gordon, it was the famous Buffalo Bill. What he might never have imagined was how he would eclipse the fame of the legend. The story of a man named Gordon, but better known as someone else, is today's edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today. Gordon Lilly was born in Illinois in 1880. As a boy, he was captivated by Wild West novels and loved to watch cowboy performers like Buffalo Bill. At the age of 19, he moved to Pawnee, Oklahoma, home of the Pawnee Nation.
After learning the Pawnee language, he actually was brought on board by the Buffalo Bill Wild West show as the Pawnee interpreter for the Pawnee tribe, and that happened in 1883 when he was 23 years old.
The young man was now an Indian interpreter for the Wild West show he idolized as a kid.
He had a great respect for their language, their religion, pretty much everything that they did. He would dress up as a Pawnee Indian. He would get his nickname Pawnee Bill from the tribe during that time period.
Anna Davis is an historical interpreter at the Pawnee Bill Ranch and Museum. It was here that Gordon grew a business that led to opening his own Wild West show in 1888 that rivaled Buffalo Bill.
It just so happened that in that year, Buffalo Bill had traveled to Europe with his show, and Pawnee Bill was very fortunate that the performer that everybody knows as Annie Oakley didn't want to go with the show at that time, so she stayed in America with Pawnee Bill's Wild West show for their very first year.
Pawnee Bill's Wild West show grew in popularity in the 1890s, and by 1908, he had a chance to once again work with his idol, Buffalo Bill.
He approached the people who had owned the Buffalo Bill Wild West show and purchased the entire operation for about $100,000. They went on the road as equal partners. They called it the Two Bills Show, and it would tour America until 1913 when the entire operation finally went bankrupt.
One of the biggest factors in Pawnee Bill's success was the lady he married, a woman from the big city who became one of the greatest Western performers of all time. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Pawnee, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCray.
Trees provide a lot of benefits, but they're also a critical source of food and shelter for pollinators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Native trees are what bees and butterflies prefer as you're living the country life.
Living the country life.
ideas, and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
When we talk about planting for pollinators, we often think about native wildflowers, but trees are just as important. Nationwide, the top trees for pollinators are oak, cherry, plum, willow, birch, poplar, cottonwood, crabapple, maple, alder, and hickory. Debbie Flegel is the program manager for Trees Forever in Illinois. She says the oak tree is king.
Oak supports caterpillars of 534 different species of butterflies and moths. So oaks are the quintessential wildlife plant. I just read an article recently that oak forests support nearly as many different species as tropical rainforests.
Basswood and linden trees, also known as bee trees, have fragrant blossoms. Basswood honey is one of the most prized types of honey. Willow trees support some of the showiest butterflies and moths. Flegel says flowering shrubs, such as the wild plum, provide a nectar and pollen party for bees, flies, and beetles. Flegel says we've all seen monarch butterflies on a bright sunny day, but have you ever wondered where they go when it rains?
We don't think about things like that. Pollinators have to have shelter, whether it's the bark of a hickory tree or it could be a brush pile that you leave at the edge of your garden or the edge of your yard, edge of your farm, where you have gathered up all the sticks, you just leave it in a brush pile. They need shelter, place to get in out of the elements, as well as a place to hide from predators.
Pollinators need food from early spring through late fall. Native trees can provide early sources of pollen when few other plants are flowering. You'll find more information on the best trees for pollinators at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you do your farm transition wrong, odds are the business won't survive. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com. Brand new to the shop is The Best of Tractor Tales, as seen each week on U.S. Farm Report. This two DVD set features dozens of classic machines and the collectors who bring them back to life. You'll get one DVD that's all green, The Best of John Deere. The second DVD includes classics like Alice Chalmers and many more. Buy one DVD for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at ShopFarmJournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. You can find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com.
The farm is going to have a new owner someday, whether you plan for it or not. Scott Hunsaker, author of Heroic Ownership, says it's good to have a plan in place before it's too late.
And this isn't something you can do overnight. This takes years to transfer that institutional knowledge and business savvy to the next team, so they can carry on your legacy and carry on that firm into the future.
Hunsaker says an organized transfer offers multiple benefits.
If it's your plan to sell to a third party, I think it's going to make it worth more to a third party if the company has the ability to carry on without you. Second of all, if it's your intention to sell to a third party and you don't want to hang around for 3 to 5 years to transfer the institutional knowledge at that point, having this plan and having this foundation in place is going to give you the freedom to be able to do things you want after you create that legacy event.
More tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Local FFA chapters in search of funding for the next annual science lab, community garden, or other noteworthy ag product need to take note, as Tractor Supply Company, a large rural lifestyle retailer in the U.S., will soon launch its annual Grants for Growing campaign. It'll be a competitive grant program designed to support local FFA chapters across the country that want to make a difference in their communities. To qualify, FFA advisors need to visit ffa.org/grants-for-growing and submit their application by Monday, February 14th. Grants are awarded to chapters in the spring with a minimum value of $500 and a maximum value up to $5,000. A low-key policy session at the AFBF meeting this week opted to raise annual national dues from $5 to $4. The report out says the delegates voted 298 to 50 in favor of a dues increase, but only after rejecting an amendment to limit the increase to 50 cents. The dues increase required a two-thirds vote by the delegates, but it won by 85.6%. It's been many years since AFBF raised its national dues. President Zippy Duvall said the organization had a $1.5 million deficit because it has lost income from benefit programs. Duvall was also reelected to a two-year term by delegates. And after the policy deliberations, membership passed a recommendation to the board. The Farm Bureau explored creating a national health insurance program. Duvall says a health insurance program could be both a benefit to members and an income generator for the organization. Leaders of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce say the wrong move on trade policy could pose serious risks to economic growth. In the annual State of American Business Address, Chamber President and CEO Tom Donahoe says the U.S. is not leading on trade. In fact, we're falling behind, he said. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
On road, off road, no road. Make your own road with the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport and go farther than you ever thought possible. Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Right now, pay just $284 a month for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing. MSRP $3,390, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details. The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice or online at twinriv.com.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We saw corn bounce up away, but it's sliding back down now. In Kansas City, wheat remains under pressure. March corn down a half a cent at 348.5. May unchanged at 357. March Kansas City wheat down 0.75, 439.75. May down 0.75 at 453.25. It's not a good day so far for wheat. Soybeans have been down through the day. January beans down 4. 943. March beans down 4.25, 950.75. January soybean meal down 290 at 310. Even March down 330 at 313.10. January bean oil up 3 points at 33.32, but everything else is down. March down 18 at 33.27. So not good so far in soybeans and soybean products. Livestock numbers have bounced around a bit as well. February live cattle are back up now at up 7 at 116.95. April live cattle up a nickel at 118.72. We are seeing some positives through live cattle. January feeders down 37 at 144 even. March feeders down 65 at 141.67. So we're having issues with feeder cattle, and hogs are sharply lower. February hogs down 140 at 71.12. April hogs down 162 at 74.15. Looking at cotton, March cotton is up sharply. March, May, July, all up very, very sharply. So cotton is on a roll today. March cotton up 300 points at 82.65. May up 286 at 82.82. So very strong moves here for cotton. Crude oil is on the upside as well. February crude up 72 cents at 64.29. March crude is up 73 cents at 64.15. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are all higher as well. February gold is up $3.60 currently at $1,322.90. So we're seeing mixed numbers in our futures markets here in the middle of the day on Thursday. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mel Hamilton Ford, coming to you from the Big Corn of 119th and West Kellogg. Are you in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Look no further. We've got you covered. With over 1,100 vehicles in stock, I'm sure we'll find the perfect vehicle to fit your wants, needs, and most importantly, your budget. Is your vehicle in need of service? Let our certified trained staff help you with all your needs, from tires, brakes, and batteries to oil changes. Call today or stop by or visit us online at mhford.com. At Mel Hamilton Ford, we care before, during, and after the sale, and that's the Mel Hamilton Ford difference.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and Americans do love their pickup trucks. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Remember the days when the pickup truck was just a farm tool and not a vehicle with leather and computers and everything else? And it was basically a tool on the farm. You would go into town on Saturday night to do your weekly shopping at the grocery store, and you might, if you did have a car, take the car to show off a little bit. But the pickup didn't have to be shiny and bright and generally wasn't. But my, what a change we have seen in that picture. Every month when the vehicle manufacturers come out with their list of top-selling vehicles, I always take a look. And what do I find? The top three selling vehicles in America are always pickup trucks. And from the first of the year through December, these were the top-selling vehicles in that report. Number one, the Ford F-Series pickup, a gain of 9.3% for the year, and for the year to date, they have sold 896,764 of the Ford pickups. But in number two, Chevy Silverado, it gained 1.9% for the entire year and sold a total of 585,864 vehicles. But then as I looked at the monthly report for December, the Chevy Silverado, far and away the leader in pickup trucks, with a gain of 24.7%. Well, that put him in second place, but percentage-wise, they showed the biggest growth. And then the third selling vehicle in the United States, the Ram pickup truck, and for the year, 500,723,000 vehicles, and that was a gain of 2.3% for the year. Yes, we do like our pickups. Back with a final word after this message.
When you need tires, stop by your Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire Branch, for the best value in tires. You see, our everyday prices often beat our competitors' special sale price. Plus, we offer free mounting, balancing, tire rotation, valve stems, and road hazard on quality tires. Don't be misled by so-called sale prices. Stop by your Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire Branch today for the best deal on quality tires.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
To find a vehicle that is not a pickup, we'll round out the top five. Number four, Toyota RAV4. And number five, top-selling vehicle in the United States, the Nissan Rogue. And both showed hefty increases in the year just ended. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
For centuries, millions of bison roamed North America. Efforts are underway to bring herd numbers back to that 1 million number status on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texter app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texter app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texter.com and subscribe today.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Bison in North America were on the verge of extinction in the 1880s with less than 700 animals. Since then, their numbers have steadily recovered to about 400,000 today. The popularity of bison meat has also been growing, and there isn't enough to meet the demand. A campaign called Bison 1 Million has been launched to restore their numbers even higher. Dave Carter is the executive director of the National Bison Association. He says it has to be a coordinated effort among all stakeholders, farmers, farms, ranches, tribal communities, and conservation programs throughout North America are being encouraged to build their herds to reach that goal.
And we've had people say, well, gosh, the bison business is so profitable right now. Why do you want to grow the herds? Let's not flood the market. The average person in the U.S. eats 50 pounds of beef a year. But we figured it out, and the average person in the U.S. eats 0.08 pounds of bison per year. So if we tripled the size of our business, we'd have enough out there for everybody to have a quarter pounder once a year.
Carter says getting the bison population to 1 million isn't going to happen overnight.
It's all going to go by the biology of the animal. This is probably a decade or more, because we want to make sure that not only are we growing, but we're doing it right. A lot of people are embracing bison meat because we haven't tinkered with the animal to make it grow quicker than Mother Nature intended. And so we want to make sure that in the drive to push for a billion, we're not doing what some people would call killing the hump and building the rump. We want to make sure that we respect the animal. So it's a long process.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Bison 1 Million campaign at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, a fast-moving weather system across the Central Plains brought some much-needed moisture to parts of Kansas, but colder temperatures behind the rain also brought a change of the rain to freezing rain, sleet, and snow across a large portion of the state. But undaunted, the Topeka Farm Show is on for the final day, according to Brock Nelson.
It's a little icy out there, but people are still trickling in. All the exhibitors are still here, still displaying their product, and we got a good show.
You want to give us a kind of a rundown on what we can expect today once we brave the weather and get into the Topeka Farm Show?
Absolutely. So we'll be, Scott Daly will be doing his horsemanship clinics at 1:30 and 2:30 today. You can come register for the Midland Seed Corn Grand Prize, or go out to Domer and register for the Hoyt Truck Center Doolittle Trailer. They'll be drawing, we'll be drawing for both of those prizes at about 3:30 today. Otherwise, all the agricultural equipment and accessories are available and on display, and a lot of stuff that can make your operation just a little bit better.
That might warm you up on a cold winter day. Brock Nelson with Trade Expos talking about the Topeka Farm Show. In other news, following his address to the American Farm Bureau Federation earlier this week, President Trump cautioned farmers and ranchers, don't get nervous, regarding his efforts to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. Trump told reporters, I'm negotiating tough for the farmers. Trump says he thinks the new NAFTA agreement will come out very well for the farmer. However, the president did not promise to not withdraw from the agreement. And while NAFTA was top of mind for American Farm Bureau Federation members, Trump spared but one line of his speech to the trade agreement, opting to focus on tax reform and regulatory relief. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Steckline. I'm looking for a good sales representative to help sell advertising for the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're one of those people that think you can go out and sell, talk to people, enjoy visiting with agribusiness folks, work on marketing promotional plans, we've got a position for you. Give us a call, 316-721-8484. The Mid-America Ag Network here in Wichita, 316-721-8484. Or email me, gsteckline at manradio.com. That's two A's in man, M-A-A-N, radio.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call.